I would like you to go to the second page just for a moment. I just want to spend a few moments in the preparation of the sermons and other class materials. We'll talk about this in our study next week. This is the outline we're going to follow. You'll notice that there are suggestions for both sermon and class preparation, which indicates there are just some things that are common to the two. And then we'll talk about some that are specific to sermons, specific to class prep. And then finally, you'll notice at the bottom, this is what I wanted to remind you of. What I would like you to do as you look over this material before next week, we're going to spend a little time at the end of our time together. I think we'll have time to do so to discuss these things. And so if you have any questions regarding how to prepare a sermon or something you're unclear about while we're talking, but especially in your study and things that you're just not comfortable with it yet, or the things that you don't know, jot them down, and if I don't cover them in the first 20 or 30 minutes, then you ask them and we'll cover those. Same thing with regard to class preparation. And I might say to one of the ladies, how do y'all do it? If you're willing to share with us your expertise in that regard, because we have a number of experienced ladies, and to be honest, when it comes to primary classes, the youngest that I have ever taught as a preacher in the church, Bible classes, other than preaching from the pulpit, is middle school. So I don't have any experience at all in teaching the younger children. So anything that I miss or anything you think appropriate to add in that regard, please do so. A discussion of resources. We're going to make note of one of the pages in the members area of the website that has a lot of resources that some of you may not be aware of. But if you have other resources that you want to share with us that'll be helpful, then please do so. And then, again, getting any advice that others might have in that regard. And then the final page is just a supplement. I prepared just a very cursory, rudimentary, topical sermon outline, a three-point sermon outline, and then a topical exegetical, which means a study of a text, like we did in our lesson this morning, looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, taken from Colossians 2 and 3, three-point sermon. So you can see kind of the logic of the thought and how those kinds of things prepare. Of course, I don't preach from outlines that short. Mine are a little bit fuller than that. We'll have some suggestions in that regard. All right, questions, comments about the handouts before we get into our discussion of the Sound Teaching website? Okay, well, one of the things to note as we look at the Sound Teaching site that's up here on the board, let me think for a second. Before I get into the Sound Teaching site, and Kimberly, you may want to go ahead and throw it up here. I just want to spend a few moments talking about a couple of other things that we have to offer as a congregation. So the first one is our online directory. So the way in which you can log into this online directory is either downloading a mobile app. Let me see if I can... says that there's a mobile app that is available. It is, let's see, where is it? There you go. CTRN Online Directory. You can look that up on your either Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and you can download that app. And if you enter in the privacy code is Sound Teaching, then what that will do is it will bring up the login for our directory. So everybody's pictures, everybody's addresses, everybody's phone numbers you can have on your phone. The login is first name? Is that right?
First and last name.
First and last name. So your first and last name is your login, and the password is the last four digits in your telephone number, primary number that you have on the site. And so you can log in that way, and you do the same thing logging in on this site as well. And what that does is if you'll notice here up on the board, we've got all of the families here at Westside. So all the families with their pictures. And also, in addition to that, instead of going to the families, you can go to individual members. And you can look at the individual members to find out what their numbers and all are. For example, with regard to Josh, you click there and it goes and it gives you... if you look at that, it gives you his name, his phone number, his email, a birthday, and his address. So so it was for everybody on site. And what Dennis Craig is the one that that keeps this together. He'll take your picture. He'll log everything, all your information on the site. If you want to, however, you can make changes to that site yourself on your phone or on the website. So you can look at it on the computer. Let's see, go back to the directory. Either on your computer or on your phone, both of those are available. It's a nice resource to have. Okay, so I wanted to note that first, and get rid of that. The second thing is our Facebook group and page. People get that messed up so often. I want to just go over that. So first of all, I'm going to go to the Westside Church of Christ group. The Westside Church of Christ group. And the way you know it's the group, the private group that only we can see. Only people who are members of Westside. If you've not signed up for the group, then we can sign you up. But that, you see the picture of the building. That's the group. Okay? So what do we do on the group? When you go to the Westside Church of Christ group, what it does is it gives all of the announcements and information. Kyle Reeves was baptized last night, and it was between 7:30 and 8, and a couple of people came at 8:15 because I'd already put on that he's going to be baptized around 8:30, and so you missed it, but Kyle was baptized, and I wanted everybody to know about it, so everybody who is a part of this Facebook group will see the announcements about those who are sick, those who have various needs. That's kind of how we keep our information going at Westside. So that's an important consideration. There is a second what? Sure. Oh yeah, there you go. Look at there. Private group, 51 members. Private group, 51 members. And what that means is, if you're on Facebook, only if you're a member of this group do you get the posts and the notifications about the posts. So you can't see it. The public can't see it. And every once in a while, we get requests to join the group. And I just declined the request because this is only for our group. Now, one of the things to note about this, let me go down real quick. On Wednesday nights, Wednesday evenings, we have Bible classes on Wednesday. And that's only for the group because there are several individuals who have said in the past when they're not able to come because of sickness or whatever, they still would like to see the Wednesday classes. Now, what we do there is we make it private to the group for two reasons. One is because I include the singing at the end. We cannot have singing publicly because we don't have a license for it. So it's copyright problems in that regard. So we can only have the singing in a private group setting. And we have the invitation song and song after the Bible class. And the second thing is we leave it on for the announcements so that those who are at home can hear the announcements that I make after the Bible class is over. That's obviously something private that we wouldn't want on a public page. And so that's why we put the Bible class in the private group on Wednesday evenings. That's the only place you're going to find it. And they're archived there, so if you can't watch it live, you can go back later and watch it. And they're always on there. You can scroll back for months and months and months, and you can find the group. Okay, so the second thing I want you to know is that we have what's called a page on Facebook. Westside Church of Christ page. And the way that you can know the page is that it has a compass. I kind of thought that was neat. West on west side, east, and then north and south. And so I made up that little icon. So that's the difference. It's a picture of the private group, has a picture of the church building. The public page has this icon, so you can tell the difference. This is where all of my articles that I write on the front page of the bulletin, as well as all of our sermons, are found. The video of all the sermons. That's what we're doing with this camera most of the time on Sundays. And so those are available. So if you want to hear preaching because you're sick at home, you've got to go to the public page. And the reason the page is public is because we want everyone to hear preaching, not just our own group. We're not doing it just for our group. We're doing it as an outreach to those on Facebook who need to hear the gospel or desire to hear it. And we've got some who watch every single one of my lessons, and that's a kind of a neat thing. But I've got a preacher in India that does it, and we've got another lady who lives up in the Northeast. Her and her husband are kind of remote, and they can't go to services often. They listen to every one of my sermons. And so it's a benefit and help for that. The reason we have it and we can have it public is because we don't put the singing up. We don't do the whole service. We don't stream the whole service because of the copyright problems with the licensing. So all we do is start it when the sermon starts and finish it when the sermon finishes. And you can go to the videos on the West Side page, and you just got a long list of videos categorized. And we've been doing this now for about 10, 11 years. So there are a lot of videos, a lot of sermons. All the gospel meeting sermons are up online. So that's available to you. And by the way, all of those are also linked to our sound teaching site. So I just wanted you to note that. Also, I wanted you to note that there is a magazine that I edited. It's not being actively done now, but all the archives, all the articles at Watchman Magazine, and the way in which the site works, the sound teaching site works, Watchman Magazine works as well. That's one of the resources that I gave you. I just wanted you to note that what we're going to learn today about the sound teaching site, you can apply to Watchman to find anything that you're looking for, because they're basically set up on the same structure. All right, questions about any of that? Okay, well, I just want to know one other thing with Westside. If you, the Facebook page, there is one other page. It's called the Patternist page. I don't know if that you've noticed this, but the articles that I put on the inside of the bulletin, the first page, it's a two-page article. Almost all of those are on some aspect of authority, and I'm posting them to this Patternist website as well. Patternist page on the Facebook. And not only do I post them, but occasionally some other preachers will post articles as well. And they're all designed to show how we establish authority and deal with the subjects of authority. And so when I write those articles on the second page and third page of the bulletin, I'm also putting them up here. And so it's another resource if you want to like the page. So if you wanted to be a part of it, then you would have to come to this page. And I'm here as the administrator. But there's a like this page button that you can push. If you go to the page, and then you'll start getting the post in your feed. All right? That's if you do utilize Facebook. Okay, so that's those are the main things I wanted to talk about in that regard. So now we get to the sound teaching side. And you'll notice the front page of the material that you gave gives us basically a summary of what we find on the site, and I'm going to kind of follow that as we go up and down on this page. The first thing to make note of is that this is designed to be a teaching site. It's not going to be fancy graphics and pictures of the people in the church and those kinds of things. It's something we could do. We certainly establish another site in that way if we would like to, or even redesign this a little bit for that purpose. But the intent has always been to share everything that we teach and everything we do here at Westside. So all of the bulletin articles that I write, all of the sermons that I preach, all the sermons that others preach, all of the classes that we have on Sunday mornings especially are all here on this site, as we'll see in just a few moments. The site is designed for you to be able, using just two clicks, to get anywhere on the site that you want with regard to the menu system. So, for example, when we talk about the home button, or the home, these are all, the right across the top are the pages that we go to. Anytime, anywhere you are on the site, you can always go up to home and go right back to the first, right back to the front, just by clicking that one button. Then you have events. If you click on the events tab, it comes up with the upcoming gospel meetings. Let me get over there and click on upcoming gospel meetings, and then you have the list of our gospel meeting efforts as well as the singings. The sermon archives start with the year 2006 and go through 2022. So for 16 years, we've been putting up all of the sermons, archiving all of the sermons. If you go to that sermon page, what you'll find is the date, the title, and then the PowerPoint file, the audio file, and then the link to the Facebook video. And now, in years past, we didn't have the Facebook videos, but now we do, and we have for several years. So you can watch a video. If you click on that link, it'll open up another page, and it will take you directly to the Facebook video where you can watch the video of the sermon, if that's something that you missed. And again, I want you to see this not only so that you'll know how to utilize the site or the benefits of utilizing the site, but, you know, if you're here all the time, you can hear all the sermons already, and you may not want to hear me twice. But at least you can show these things to others and be aware of what we're offering so that people who are in the community and in the world will be able to find them. Also, online Bible study. The online Bible study page, if you go down there, you've got a long list of classes over the last number of years, to where we've got the audio as well as the class materials. So if you miss a class, this is where you go to get caught up. I'll just take it to the learning how to study the Bible class, which is the one that we're involved in right now. And looking at this particular page, you'll notice, first of all, the curriculum in both doc file, and which is Microsoft Word file, as well as a PDF file, is the curriculum, which is all of the pages, not just the three that I passed out today. And then every single class, we have the audio of the lesson, a link to the Facebook video of the lesson, as well as the PowerPoints. And so we've done that. Now, if I were to take you to, and we always put the latest class up at the top. So you'll remember we spent time in the book of Revelation. If I click on the Revelation page and go down through here, you've got a total, in addition to the curriculum, we've got a total of 81 audios and videos. I think we've got every one except for one of the videos of the class that are up on. So a resource. I don't know if I'll ever want to listen to them again because we were in there so long, but they're all available online. So the sermon archives and the online Bible studies make up a great amount of the materials that we're putting online to benefit individuals who are searching for truth. So we've got some videos. The video studies primarily consist, because I haven't kept this up. One of these days maybe I'll get started on it. But I've got a list of 12 first principle. They're about 5-minute videos. Does God exist? Is the Bible the inspired Word of God? Is Jesus the Messiah? The unimpeachable witness, which has reference to the Apostle Paul. Are we saved by grace? Are we saved by faith only? The gospel, the power of God unto salvation. In what must we believe? Repent or perish with the mouth confession, and then wash away your sins, which has reference to baptism. And then what now? What do you do following becoming Christian? So these were just little 5-minute studies that would be helpful. You could direct people to those if you would like to in the video studies. Contact page is self-explanatory. Schedule of services as well. And then we get to the members area. Now, when you go to the members area, there are the men's meetings. The men's meetings are password protected. One of the things that we did when after the dissolution of the eldership, we made the determination to be transparent with regard to decisions that are made, because that was one of the problems that was present previous. And so all of the men's meetings are supposed to be immediately uploaded. Sometimes I get behind, but I try not to. But they are uploaded to the website with the audio as well as the transcription of the minutes. So those are available to anyone, any of the ladies who want to be caught up and know what's going on with the congregation. Those are available to you, or any of the men who missed the meeting. That's password protected, because we don't want people who are outside of the church to get be able to hear that. Some things are kind of private to our congregation. So keep that in mind, but if you have a need for the password, just let me know. We also have been having some men's studies once a month. We had, I think, four or five sessions on giving. You remember? You don't know? Okay. I was asking the teacher, and he doesn't know, so maybe none of us do. It's 4 or 5 months that we spent on that. And then last month, we started a study on James. And First Peter. I always say James. I don't know why. First Peter. And Josh brought the first lesson on First Peter, and we were having men take turns. But anyway, again, open if the ladies would like to listen. Those are password protected, using the same password as the other. Then we go to the online resources for teachers. Now, this is something you may want to utilize in a couple of weeks when you're preparing the Bible class. We've got some stores that you can purchase things from, online images where you can free Bible illustrations, some Sweet Publishing. The Sweet Publishing, by the way, is the publisher that I'm utilizing in the Bible drill for the kids each week. Those pictures are from basically a children's Bible, storybook Bible type thing that I remember having when I was a kid, or seeing when I was a kid. And those are no longer copyrighted images, so you can use them. And they're very good. And then also pictures from old Bible storybooks, free Bible images. Let me get down to the scroller. Then activities. Different activities, Bible crafts for kids, Bible class creations, Bible fun for kids, all of these kinds of things. There are curriculum, Bible lessons, homeschool helpers for Bible resources, and various Bible class games and flashcards and things like that. So these are some websites, some of them sectarian. So keep in mind, again, It's less problematic when you're teaching young children to go to some of the sectarian sites because it's not heavy on doctrine, but it always is possible that error can be taught in those things, so you've got to be aware. Secondly, some of the things may not be biblically accurate. For example, instead of Jonah and a great fish, they may have Jonah and a whale. With regard to Noah's Ark, there may be something that is way off on that. A lot of them cartoonish and those kinds of things, but age-appropriate, those kinds of things. But they are resources that you can utilize if you're teaching Bible classes. So we supplied that several years ago. And by the way, if any of the teachers are on that page and they see something, a link that's broken or not available, let me know. We can edit it if there are things that you would like to add to that, resources that you found that would be helpful to you. Feel free to do that as well. Okay? All right, so a couple of other things that we want to note following the menu features. We'll go back to the home page here. And I want you to notice that this is what's called a three... let me get out of there real quick. This is a three-column site. We got banners at the top, which is a welcome to the site, as well as information concerning our upcoming singing and gospel meetings. And then you have all of the articles and the sermons and videos and such are in this area. One of the things that I've been doing recently with regard to the sermons, I'll go down to the page. Last week's sermon was The Scarlet Thread of Redemption, and it's not showing for some reason right now. But you've got the audio link, you've got the Facebook Live video of the sermon, then you've got the sermon PowerPoint that you can download, but it also has a window. Again, we've got it's maybe a problems with the internet right now, but it usually has a preview image where you can actually look at the slides on the PowerPoint that are up now. It's a pretty neat little thing that we've got, a plugin that we've got. So keep that in mind. The left column is where all the material is. That we put on, and it's the most recent is up at the top. So the article on profanity is, I guess, the one is one in this bulletin. and so that's there at the top of the page. It's the last thing I posted. But you'll notice on the other two columns that there are other things that'll be helpful. First of all, is an index by subject. So what you can do is if you have an interest in some specific, let's say you're wanting to do a sermon on apostasy or study apostasy. I've got 60 different articles or sermons to where I deal with the concept of apostasy that's on this website. So you click on that particular category and then you've got all of those that are listed in the left column. And you can do that with any of the categories, 21 on atheism, 23 on attendance, 15 on attitude, and those kinds of things. If you want to have a topical study and you want to use sound teaching as a resource, that's a way that you can utilize it. I'm going to go down a little bit to a little farther down to, no, actually it's farther up. Yeah. I want just to note something. What I did when I first started was every single thing I post, the subject index category is clicked on. So what that means is you will always know how many things are on the website, how many different sermons, different articles and all have been posted to the website by going to the subject index. So present over these 16 years that we've had this site up, we're almost to 3,500 different things that have been posted. And, of course, we add several each week. So that's kind of interesting if you want to kind of keep up with how extensive the site is. But those things are available to you, these different categories that make up the second column. The third column is basically something that covers everything else. So the first thing I want to note is that you can search the website. So it works just like a Google search, but it is only of the sound teaching side. And that's probably even more effective than the categories, because you can get more specific. So if I were to want to study, let's say, repentance, the subject of repentance, I can type in repentance, and every time the word is used in every single either description of the sermons or else on the articles, it's found in the article or in the title, then that will come up on the left column where you can scroll down and be multiple things in that regard. So you can use the search Basically, it's a search engine just for the website, very much like that. But next thing that I would like for you to consider doing, because it is the easiest thing to do, is to subscribe to the Sound Teaching via email. And what that will do is every time I post something, it automatically sends out an email to everyone who subscribed to the site. And that way you can see what has been posted and click on it. It'll immediately go to that page. Now, with regard to the subscription, the thing about that that is beneficial is that it comes to you instead of you having to go to the website. So you're more likely to do it. And that's helpful to me in that regard. I had one other thing I was going to say about that, but I forgot. Forget what it is. Okay. Anyway, so the subscription is something that is pretty helpful. Then we get to the West Side Church on Facebook. This is a way of locking. Let's see, go up right here where it says locked. So if you say it's too hard to find the West Side page on Facebook, then just go to the Sound Teaching page, look in the right column, and it'll have a little module there that has the things that have been posted to the West Side page, and you can lock the page from the Sound Teaching website. You don't even have to go to Facebook to do it. If you're logged into Facebook and you click on that like page, it'll automatically subscribe you to the Facebook page, and then you'll start getting those in your feed without even having to go to it. Boy, I'm good at this. I tell you what. All right. Then there are our archives. This is not very helpful per se, but going by month, you click on the drop down box and you go all the way down. Let's see here. We'll go all the way back down to about December of 2002. Website, the things that I posted that month will come up. So you got all the months and years. Yes, Justin.
Something else you can search for up at the top is people's names. So if you're like, I want to go back and listen to those Mickey Galloway, gospel meeting.
Good.
You can search for Mickey.
Yeah.
And then you'll discover, hey, he also did a meeting back in 2010. And you can listen to that meeting too.
Good. Appreciate that. That's very helpful. Yeah, so it'll also have the names of the individuals. Again, any individual who's preached, let's put it this way. Whenever I post stuff, a lot of people will do this. They'll post, in our bulletin this week, I think the third article is written by Jim McDonald. I didn't put that on our website because Jim's not a member of this church, and it's mainly my stuff. But anything that's done here is on the website. So all of the articles are... Almost all the articles are written by me. There are a few that other members of the church wrote, but only a couple. By the way, anytime anybody wants to write a bulletin article, send it to me. and I'll post it in the bulletin, unless you do something wrong, and then I'll tell you. But other than that, we'd like to have that, so those resources. And then, of course, any of the lessons that are preached. For a while, I was even doing invitation talks, but I don't do that anymore. But we do the 10-minute talk. We put that on in video yet. As well as the sermons that you preach, they're all online. Josh?
Thought crossed my mind. We've been 30 minutes here looking at the website that you created, and for those who may not be aware, it's not just you tuning your own horn about all of this stuff that you put together. It kind of seems odd that we're in Bible class right now talking about a website that some guy put together. It's you, and you're not just some guy. You're standing, we love you. And we appreciate you doing this, but the point is, this is a resource for your Bible study. And I have used it countless times. The way that you're describing and suggesting people do it, I mean, it's the same way as the last time when we talked about the other resources, which is why before class I was like, wait, didn't we have this conversation? But we actually have talked about the website that we put, that you've put together for our use, but we collectively, you're our guy in the business, so we appreciate that. But those who may not understand, we are going over a resource for your Bible study so you can have a more effective Bible study, and that's what this present Bible study is about. This study is about is having a more effective Bible study.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah,
to note that because it's maybe confusing to some people.
Well, yeah, there are a couple things to note in that regard. Is one, this is we're trying to be practical as well as we're learning how to study in resources and having that's important. Second thing is the bulletin. I consider important for two reasons. One, it's an important discipline for me as a preacher. Writing benefits preachers. It really does. Because I have to study, prepare the materials. Plus, there is, when you're writing, the tendency is to be better organized than when you're speaking. And so, writing helps the speaking, the preaching, and the preparation also. So I do it for me, in part. But secondly, it is considered a teaching bulletin. That's why I do 8 pages instead of just a, you know, 4-page bulletin. I put an extra page in there so that there are resources to you. And I've told you this many times. I get frustrated sometimes about how few take the bulletin, which is not a big deal in that sense. I get a little frustrated sometimes because I think Yvonne, I make 28 copies or so. Yvonne takes 7 or 8 of them every week because she mails them out to others, which I appreciate so much. But that means only about 20 bullet. Well, and some of them are left over usually, 3 or 4. So we're talking about 15 to 18 that are taken each Sunday. And I spent a lot of time in preparation for that. So I think, yeah, I wish more people would take them. But if you would rather read them online, read them on your phone, read them when they come to you, subscribe to the page, and they'll come up, and they'll come up before Sunday because I write them, you know, during the week, and I post them as soon as I write them. So you can read the materials without having to, it's exactly what's in the bulletin. I'm saying there's an easier way and more convenient way for you to read them and get the materials, even if you don't take the bulletin on Sunday. So so that's something to keep in mind. Okay, then finally, what this does is get us down to those other resources to which Josh mentioned, referred to. And there are a number of them that we put on this site. And I just want you to notice the categories, basically, of these other resources. These are basically, this is called the links column. So links to other sites. You click on any of these resources, it's going to take you to another place. And I try to keep them updated so that the links are relevant. They're not broken. Sometimes I get behind again and are not aware that ones, but every once in a while I'll go through and click on every one of them and make sure it goes where it's supposed to. So there are some, for example, some sermon audio that you can click on at Words Fitly Spoken. A lot of these are older preachers from the 70s and in the 60s and all, where you can hear their preaching and it's good material. So that's there available. The next one is various churches, faithful churches, 84th and Street in Lubbock, Adu Street in Alvin, the El Bethel Church, which is where Donnie Rader preaches, Full Heights in Wichita Falls, Indiana Avenue in Lubbock, Loop 287 in Lufkin, where Kyle Campbell, Mount Baker Church in Washington, where Joe Price preaches, Parkview, where Jerry Feit is, Pruitt and Lobet in the Houston area, South Austin, Lewis Zamora preaches there. I'm not sure about the Southside Church where that is. Oh, it's South Austin Church. That's where he is. Southside Church, I can't remember exactly who is that. What is it? Oh, Southside Church is the one in Blue Springs, Missouri. Kansas or Missouri? It's Missouri. Okay, Blue Springs, Missouri, because they're right there in Kansas City area where Brett Hoagland and J.R. Bronger preach. Now, again, the important thing about these is, for example, the Southside Church, all of their sermons are streamed, live streamed. So you remember J.R. Bronger when he preached that meeting for us. He was a great speaker, and Brett Hoagland is every bit as good. And so there's a lot of good teaching that is found there. At 84th Street, if you want to listen to Harry Osborne or Jeremiah, they live stream their stuff. So Jeremiah's sermons are all available there. Then you've got the Woodmont Church at the bottom. What did I say? My mind's going 50 different directions. Jeremiah now preaches for the 84th Street congregation in Oklahoma City. He works with Harry Osborne and the elders there. And he's preaching every Sunday. Okay, so then you've got commentaries, that Bible College textbook series, the PDF files. You can download them from this website. McGarvey's Commentary on Acts and the People's New Testament with Notes by B.W. Johnson. Those are found there as resources. The evidences pages that I made reference to, Answers in Genesis and Apologetics Press, you can find them. So a lot of the resources that I have in the materials, and we also link them on the Learning How to Study the Bible page that is up here under Online Bible Study. All of those things are in this links page as well. These categories are found here.
Yes. Something to keep in mind with Answers in Genesis. I know it's a really good link, and they're really wonderful on evidences. But to recognize they are denominational.
Yes.
They are.
Well, both those sites are. Both those sites. Yeah. Yeah, both those sites are. And we made that warning in previous previous class when we were looking at those online resources. There are a few that are like that here, like apologetics and such. But the primary thing is most of these are by Christians. Individual Christians, Mark Copeland, Executable Outlines. There are others that are found here. Seasonal Preaching website is where Jeremiah's articles are. And then I've got the Digest, which I'm a little bit behind on, but it's another website that I've put up that all of my class materials and the pamphlets and the tracts that are in the back and all those are available on that page. So I put that link there. You've got magazines, Expository Files, Plain Talk Magazine, Truth Magazine, Watchman Magazine, links to there. And then we're almost finished there with this. Religious supply stores. These are stores where you can find books, class materials, and so the web resources, CEI. Christian Book Distributors is a sectarian one, but like a lot of the resources, like Vine's Expository Dictionary, Strong's Concordance, and those things can be bought at a discount at CBD. The FC Bookstore, that's Florida College Bookstore, and One Stone Bookstore are also linked here. And then specialty searches. If you need to find a Church of Christ that is non-institutional in a place where you're going to visit, there are a couple of websites, Churches of Christ Online, Find the Church, and I think Study with Christians are all three sites where you can go and find that. And then you've got that seekyefirst.net that we talked about that is a favorite website with regard to resources from me. And then the final one is other Bible study resources to where you can find other kinds of things online. So that's what we have on the site. I've tried to make it as extensive, and you'll notice that everything on it was designed for the purpose of being a resource in Bible study materials. Mine primarily, because it's my site, but also making available other resources as well. Yes?
I want to mention that if you're going to the if you're going to the website on your phone, it'll look different. And it's designed to make it easier to read on the phone, but it's like a ton harder to navigate. So if you go to the bottom and switch to desktop view, it looks more like this. It's easier to find things.
Yeah.
And then you can switch back to mobile view if it's easier to read like that.
But yeah.
It's kind of challenging to navigate. And actually, not even all the links show up unless you're on the desktop version. So yeah. I should just scroll into the bottom and switch to that.
Yeah, and I will say this. There may be a few things that I can do to make that a little bit better as far as making sure the links show, but I don't think so. It's really a peculiar thing. This is based upon what's called WordPress. So it's a blogging software that is the most popular in the world right now and the kind of a standard. And it makes it easy to use. I used to have to hand code everything with HTML before we went to this database-driven blogging software. But what the mobile site is basically just a plug-in to WordPress. And so there are very few things that I can do to it. I love it because it again, makes it easier to read all the materials on the West Side site on your phone. But it has a limited functionality that I can't improve without purchasing a lot of stuff and learning a lot of coding and all that kind of thing myself. So there is some limitation to it. But that it is available. When you go online, you can go to the bottom of the page, and it'll give you a choice as to go to the main site instead of the mobile page, and it'll look just like this, just small, and you have to move right and left and go through all.
It's actually not just like this because the WordPress software realizes the size screen it's on.
Okay.
So instead of three columns, it stacks the columns.
Okay.
So you have to scroll for about half a year to get to those last links, but it's all in one column, and I don't know. I never use the mobile. I always use this.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're using it. Okay, last thing on the page, and again, I understand this isn't typical for Bible study, but it's helpful for your Bible study, which is why we've wanted to do a couple of these as a part of this series. Your suggestions or help, okay? So if you have any suggestions to improve the website, understand every time you make a suggestion, it will increase the amount of work I have to do, and so my response may be thanks, but I don't think so. But if there is something that will help with regard to functionality, and help it be more effective in sharing the gospel with others, then let me know. And if I can incorporate it, I certainly would. I want to improve the site every way possible. But the second one is the more important one. Would you be willing to help? And I'm not asking anyone to take over the site for me, by no means. But one of the things to note about the members area, in the members area of the website right now, we've got men's studies, men's meetings, and then that resource page. We could also, and I probably will do this, create a page for the online directory where you just click to the directory to go to the directory. So, and maybe have the directions on how to utilize it on that page. But also, if people wanted to post the duty lists, who's got the duties with each month and what the duties are, or those kinds of pages, or anything else that might benefit the members specifically. It's just a lot of work, is what I'm saying, and I'm really to the point where by doing it the way I do it, I'm able to keep up with what I'm doing now. But I really would like some help if anyone wants to make it even a little bit better for the members here. And the best way of doing that would be the members area. But if you have any suggestions or you have a willingness to help and learn how to utilize the site, I can put you as one of the administrators where you can go up and edit the pages, keep up maybe with the meetings and the songs and I mean the song services and those kinds of things, and you can participate in that pretty easily. So anybody want to help, just let me know. All right? Anybody have any questions, comments about today? All right, remember then, next week we're going to be talking about how to prepare sermons and Bible classes, and then in the final 2 weeks of the class, we're going to actually do some work. And I want you to do the work because I'm going to ask you to give me the title and the three major points or what of your outline and what you're trying to accomplish in that or the Bible class. And when we've got three or four different examples that are being shared with us, that's going to take up the majority of our class as we discuss those things. All right? So, appreciate very much everyone's kind attention today, and I hope that it was a little bit better than last time because they did have the magnifying glass.